Now, let's get kind of back into the after effects with your PTSD. What did it take for you to actually get the treatment? Kind of go into how long it took and what you had to go through to get that.
Well, when I originally came home, December of 2003, well, actually, I'm sorry, it was November of 2003, my parents got with me and I did something, I don't know what I did exactly, but it scared them. And my dad said, you know, something's definitely wrong with you, and he took me to the VA in Memphis, Tennessee for emergency treatment. And I went to the emergency room and they sent me to the psych ward, which I was evaluated by a doctor and his staff. And they were knocking on the door of PTSD, saying that they thought it was PTSD. I was having hallucinations, flashbacks, blackouts, talking to people who wasn't there, things like that. Just totally going out of my mind, I guess you could say. And that's when I originally started getting treatment for it. And in December 2003, I was sent for CNP, which is the diagnosis of PTSD. But the thing about it was that, you know, that was less than a month, or a little over a month, from September to October, and then November, you know, all of a sudden I'm diagnosed with PTSD. You know, though I wasn't diagnosed with it before I was discharged. You know.
Now here's a question. When you were over in Iraq, and you weren't over there that long, did they ever go through anything with you about what combat stress was, or what some of the signs and symptoms of getting combat stress, or just general stress buildup to the point of having a breakdown? Did they ever go into anything like that?
I won't be totally and completely honest with you about that. Our unit, and it didn't matter if it was a lieutenant or a PFC, our unit, everybody was at each other's throats. Everybody was jumping at each other. I mean, just a flick of a wrist, somebody could lose it and jump on somebody and try to beat them down. That's what type of stress was in our unit. And there was nobody acknowledging it. There was nobody trying to deal with it. We were getting no kind of help. And as far as combat stress goes, there was nothing to identify it. There was nothing to deal with it. We were just there. We were falling apart as individuals and as soldiers. And, you know, it was like, just drive home. Carry on. Do your job. Do your job.
Good old FIDO, F-I-D-O, and that's it.
Yeah. There wasn't nobody there to say, okay, you're suffering from combat stress. You're obviously suffering from some sort of stress. You know, you need an evaluation. There was none of that. Matter of fact, if you requested a sick call, you know, the biggest fear that you had is, oh my God, I'm going away when somebody trying to get out of my doing my job and going to sick call, so I'm going to get all the real shitty details. The only thing about shitty details is getting sent to Crete, getting sent to Anaconda, to Northern Iraq, Northern Baghdad, you know. So, you know, if you had a chance to jump on a convoy and say, okay, in your truck, my truck's ready to go, let's go to Kuwait, you've done it. Regardless how much rest you got, regardless, you know, if you had any downtime for you or anything like that, because if you're there downtime, not on a mission, chances are you're going to get picked up and put on a one-way ticket to Crete or Northern Baghdad.
Wow. And that was the worst area you could have probably gone to with your unit, with no convoy security.
That's it.
Now, after you got through, I kind of switched questions there. After you got through with the first time you went to the hospital, what kind of stuff did you have to go through after that to get into the system and really get some more treatment after that?
Well, when I originally first got into the system, they told me I had 2 years of medical that I qualified for as a war veteran. 9 to 2 years, if I wasn't considered 100% service connected, then it would start costing me. Matter of fact, I still got bills, old bills where my medication, they would send me my medication, and they would charge me, I think, $7 per medication. You know, while I was on that 2 years. But, yes, I was seeing a doctor on a regular basis. I mean, the medical part of it,
before this whole thing happened.
Yes, I've driven every type of vehicle that you can think of.
I wonder if that was almost a plan from the beginning of that.
Well, no, I think basically what it was just go away.
Yeah.
Not so much as go get, you know, it's like